T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Presented by Chafin Lujan Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right. Well, we thought we'd be talking to John about Steelers-Ravens, maybe from a more X's and O's standpoint, getting into the Ravens' state of mind and all that, but now who knows? John Clayton, our 93.7, the Fan NFL Insider, one of the best in the business. John, my first question for you is, what is going to be different Thursday night versus Sunday afternoon? What is going to make the game better for Sunday as compared to tomorrow night? Why does the NFL think Sunday's the better option, in your opinion?
Well, just because the Ravens now may have a chance to have a running game where they wouldn't if the game was going to be on Thursday, on Thanksgiving.
So wait, let me just stop you right there. So you think that Dobbins and or Ingram both might play this weekend now?
No, they wouldn't have been able to play. Well, we'll see about this week, but they wouldn't have been able to play on Thursday.
But how about
because
Sunday?
Of that. Sunday they have a chance because that'll be 5 days, you know, because 5 days from Monday. So they'll have a chance and a couple of the other guys. But the tough thing is, and that's why they had to move it back. Of course, I can understand every Steeler player and everybody in the Steeler organization being upset about this. But, you know, it's like the Raiders last week that had, you know, 8 defensive players on the COVID list, but only one had tested positive. What you see is that you've got all these different things there that are working out well and, you know, doing that. So.
John, here's a question hopefully you can clarify for our listeners with an answer. Is the NFL's protocol for players who actually test positive the same? Is it like in terms of just there's not a day's, a set number of days they have to be out? Is it more about negative tests consecutively that gets those guys back onto the field? How does that work if it's an actual positive tested player?
Yeah. It changes every week pretty much. Like, for example, I mean, you can have 5 day, 10 day, 3 day, those type of things. But what ends up happening is that you've got to make the judgments on what day is it going to be. Like, for example, in the case of Ingram and everybody
Dobbins.
Else that tested positive, 3 positive tests on Monday, you know, they can come back in 5 days as long as they get negative tests. Now, of course, then you have the high contact, and that's 5 days. Ben Roethlisberger went through that. Then the other one, if it's, you know, just contact and not high-risk contact, then what happens is that you can have it back in 3 days as long as you have 3 days of negative testing. So, and again, these things change all the time because of the fact that they're trying to adjust and make sure that everybody's going to be as safe as possible. So it's a ever-changing type of mm-hmm. thing, and we'll see now because certainly this is now the second biggest outbreak with positive tests since Tennessee, and I don't know the irony of the fact that the Steelers get involved in both of the games, but now we'll see if there's going to be more adjustments next week, and I would imagine there will be.
I want to get into like the outbreak part of this in a second, but I want to go back to the first thing you said about the Ravens being able to get their run game back. So it sounds like you think the competitive aspect of this game was part of Roger Goodell's decision, that he thought that the players that tested positive made the Ravens so shorthanded that it was better for the integrity of the game to play it Sunday instead of Thursday?
No, not at all.
No?
I think it wasn't from the competitive standpoint, but what it came down to was the breakout standpoint. Because, again, you know, and as you know, I track all these things. In fact, I'm waiting for the league to make the announcement on how many last week, because I counted about 15 positive tests. And now this week it's going to be so much more because of the 7 positive tests with the Ravens. But what you're seeing is that, and the reason they pulled everything back, because they were debating in the morning whether the Ravens were going to fly tonight or they were going to fly on Thursday morning to come to Pittsburgh. But then when you have 3 more positive tests that came out that takes the number to 7, that pretty wipes things out, because they haven't stopped the spread yet. And if they haven't stopped the spread, then more positive tests not only could be there on Thursday, but also could carry over to the Steelers.
Well, what happens
if they're going to be on the field.
But what happens then if the Ravens keep having positive tests on Thursday and Friday, John?
It depends on the number, but it very well could be that this could be a Week 18 game if going to be necessary, because now you go till Friday to see where it stands, and if they can stop the spread, then they'll be able to go Sunday. But if not, then you're talking Friday and Saturday. He's going to be dicey, because they very well then would have to move past Week 17. Because remember, there's only 2 teams right now, Tampa Bay and Carolina, that have bye weeks remaining. And so that's it. I mean, there's only 2 left. And so there's no other time to be able to do it. That would create the Week 18 scenario. And you talk about infuriating the Steelers even more. I mean, that would be worse.
John, does this bring into any more, as a distinct possibility, the idea that the NFL is going to consider going with 8 playoff teams in each conference, a situation like this, or more of them if they crop up?
Yeah, but I still think it comes down to if there's going to be any cancellations. If there's going to be any cancellations, then they'll go into that format. But as long as they can get the 256 games in, even if it takes an extra week, then they can go with the regular format. But again, the reason that they were considering the 8 games, 8 teams in each conference, is because they want to go ahead and, you don't know about the tiebreakers, you don't know about this, you don't know about that. And so that would be the reason that they would go to the 16. But if they were able to get into Week 18, again, it could be the consideration, because, again, everything I say and everything they say changes.
Right.
They make decisions and changes every week.
Absolutely. And I just wonder now, from what you said there, John, from what you've heard, do you think the preference would be to have a Week 18 or scrap a game and add the 2 playoff teams? Like, do you think the next thing for the NFL is Week 18, or do you think they would just skip over that?
No, particularly on a game like this, Baltimore-Pittsburgh, which was one of the most attractive games of the year, particularly knowing that the impact of this, I mean, the fact that the Steelers could eliminate the Baltimore Ravens from winning the division, it would really negatively affect their chances of making the playoffs, because right now they're the 8th seed. But overall, they got to try to figure out a way just to try to get this game in, and then try to do it. Because, again, the consequences are serious. But would they want to do the 18th week? No. But, again, if they have no choice, because where's the wiggle room to be able to play this game?
John, I want to go back. I'm sorry, for just point of clarification here from something you said earlier. So I'm just double-checking what I was seeing on social media, that Ingram and Dobbins tested positive. They weren't close contacts. You're saying that the NFL's policy on how many days a player like that would have to sit out before they could play again changes week by week, correct? So the player tests positive several weeks ago, they might have to sit down, be out for more time than Dobbins and Ingram would, right?
Yeah, well, actually, and again, what's that? And this is a reason for the movement of the game back, is it's not the 7 that have tested, they've all tested positive. This is not a close contact type of thing. And, of course, the other aspect, if you're asymptomatic, it's 5 games. But if you show symptoms.
5 days, not 5 games. 5 days.
10 days. Yeah, 5 days. And then, of course, if you have symptoms, it's going to be 10 days. And so, that's the way it stands right now. And so, for example, of the 7, we don't know if any of them are showing any symptoms. But if they're showing symptoms, then you're talking 10 games.
John, let me
or
ask.
10 days.
Yeah. Let me ask you to respond to this. This is from Mike Garofalo from NFL Network. He says the Ravens would have been severely limited on the O-line. Sources say they were set to rule out multiple players because of close contacts, including 2 centers on their roster. The NFL tried to play the game as scheduled but had to make the change, implying that it was because of that. My question is, why not use the 16-man practice squad? Like, what is the reluctance there? If you have 2 injuries at center, why can't you just call up one of your O-linemen from the practice squad and play?
Oh, they could, and that's why they That's why there's still the great chance that they're going to be able to do that. But what they didn't know, if it's going to be more players on the offensive line. I mean, you go back, and I don't know why we always keep on bringing up the Raiders, but I guess they're involved in so many of these things. Remember when they had one positive test with Trenton Brown and four other starters that had to be contact people for 5 days? You know, there was that worry that if you don't have an offensive line. But remember, if, for example, if you're trying to, and particularly in a Thursday game where you have no chance to even bring any extra players in because it takes 5 days of testing to be able to get the player on the field. And so, you know, I'm sure that there's, what, two or three guys that they could have brought up and do that. But what I think the fear is that, you know, it's not like it's getting less. I mean, they have more tests positive today than any of the last 2 days. And so when the number gets up to seven, and certainly the concern is, and this is where the Ravens were kind of, you know, yelling about it themselves, is like, wait a second here. It's like, we're going to go out there and be short on the offensive line and then have the possibility of other players being out there and getting positive tests. So really, it's just the fact that there's more positive tests than it is the COVID-19 protocol.
John, we know that Roger Goodell made this decision. That's out there, that this was his call ultimately. Have you been made aware of, or are you aware of any lobbying on the part of John Harbaugh or any other member of the Ravens organization, even up to ownership, that they wanted this game moved? Or was this something that Goodell did with no input from Baltimore as a franchise at all, to your knowledge?
You'd have to think that they were involved in it because, you know, obviously they have to be in contact with the league to kind of give an idea where this thing is. And the players started to tweet out about it. And so the players are making the campaign to try to move things back or do something because what they were worried about is the health and the safety issues. You probably figured that the players ended up contacting the NFL Players Association to try to at least, you know, get some support there because, you know, here they were going in and, you know, not knowing how many players they're going to have and how many they're not going to have. Mm-hmm. And so, again, this is so different. I mean, the only one we can compare it to is Tennessee when they had 11 or 12 players that were on the list, and those were positive tests.
Yeah.
So, and that's why they moved things back. But no, it's one right now where it's the safety of the players first, as far as, you know, the contact and the fact that you don't want to spread the virus. But then the other thing is there does become a safety issue for the players involved that are going to be able to play.
John, do you think that there's the possibility, again, we're dealing in some hypotheticals, but these are, you know, educated guesses because of precedent and what the NFL has told us about their COVID policy and the way that they react to these things. Do you think it's possible that if we see more positive tests for the Ravens tomorrow and Friday, that they would try to play Steelers-Ravens on Monday or Tuesday and take the Ravens-Cowboys game that is scheduled for next Thursday and move that back?
It is possible, yeah. I mean, now that can be one of the options, but then the question is going to be, you know, I guess you can do it because it's kind of like that Kansas City move.
Right, that's what I'm talking about.
They can do that, yeah. I mean, it is a negative effect monetarily because now all of a sudden, you know, you don't have that Thursday night game, which can get the night games, get the good ratings. But again, you want to try to salvage as many games as you possibly can. So that would be a possibility because, you know, think about the challenge that the Ravens are going to have. Here they come in, you know, a little undermanned in a game that's now going to be Sunday. And if they do play the game, then they have to come back Thursday, which is going to be a challenge. So, yeah, I think that would be certainly in the works as a possibility, moving that game from Thursday to Sunday or maybe Monday or next week or whenever.
John, I got to go back to something, not at the beginning of this interview, but like kind of at the elemental level here for the NFL in these tests. This just still seems to be a byproduct, and correct me if I'm wrong, of the fact that they do not have tests that give instant accurate results and that there is some lag time with these tests versus when the results actually come in. That just still seems to me, and I can't get away from this point, like a glaring problem, a gaping hole in this protocol that essentially allows for situations like this to crop up.
No, because that's incorrect in the standpoint that they do have one-day testing and, of course, instant testing, you know, because they did pick up the NBA model, and the NBA model is one that you can get a result, you know, within, I don't know if it's 15 minutes or an hour, but you can get a quick result. And that's why, for example, you know, early in the week, you know, they still do the more intense type of testing because it's more accurate. Mm-hmm. But also, as you can see, I'm sure that once they got past Tuesday, you know, now they're doing the instant testing to be able to do it. That's why, for example, you know, the players that they put on today, particularly those offensive linemen, you know, they were out on the one day test and be able to do it. But no, they do have that in place. That's why, for example, you can see when they get to Saturday and Sunday, it's all instant testing to get an idea if there's a positive or no positive. And so, no, they definitely have got the NBA model toward the end of the week. And I'm sure in a situation like this, you know, they're doing instant testing just to find out who's in and who's out.
John, it was obviously a story for us last week because there was some from the state level, there was some belief in terms of a policy that they had made that players here were going to have to wear masks during games or some kind of face covering, and then that got changed. And the Steelers got basically a provision to not have to do it. Tell me if you can add to this. It seems, though, that the NFL, that their chief medical officer believes that there's no evidence that the virus spreads during games, that there's no on-field transmission between teams. Is that accurate?
Well, it's 100% accurate right now because they've gone 11 weeks and there was no going from one team to the other. I mean, certainly at certain games, when you have a little bit of a, you know, one or two players that test positive, there's contact between the two teams to kind of see, you know, where you are and all these things. But then, of course, you get the negative test and everything goes well there. But so far in 11 weeks, there's not been one player taking another player from another team and giving him the virus. Now, maybe there has been with some of the coaches and things like that, but the one thing now has been put into place in the past week is that if you're on the bench, you have to have a mask on or you're going to be properly disciplined. But on the field, and I'm glad that the state of Pennsylvania decided not to put the limitations with the masks and putting the mask on, because again, you have breathing problems and everything else. The quarterbacks have a difficult time getting the signals out. But as you can see, for 11 weeks, there's not been one test that's been positive from one team playing another.
John Clayton, our 93.7 The Fan NFL Insider, one of the best ever to do it. John, thank you so much. Appreciate it, man.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.